thanks for joining us this afternoon. Today, we will be joined with Dr. Marcia Johnson. She's Alberta's Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Health, and Dr. Mark Joffe from Alberta Health Services. Dr. Johnson will provide a quick update on the COVID-19 situation, and then we'll open it up for questions. As usual, if there's any specific topics that is not health-related, happy to take that offline and help get the answer for you. So with that, Dr. Johnson.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming or joining us by the phone. Since yesterday, in Alberta, we've had 31 new cases of COVID-19. This means that 226 cases have now been identified in our province. We suspect that up to 16 of these cases may be due to community transmission. 11 individuals are now hospitalized, and 6 are receiving care in ICU, which is one additional ICU admission since yesterday. There have been no additional deaths. The number of recovered cases was 3 yesterday, and we have not received an updated number today. I want to reiterate Dr. Hinshaw's gratitude to all Albertans for continuing to take the necessary steps to slow the spread of COVID-19 in our communities. I know these steps may be particularly difficult on the weekend when many of us would normally be out and about with our family and friends. For many Albertans, weekends mean fellowship in their chosen faith community as well. Worship service may still take place, provided gatherings are less than 50 people, and provided those who attend in person practice social distancing and proper hand hygiene upon entering and exiting the building. Anyone who is ill, even with mild symptoms, must not attend. I want to thank Albertans for continuing to prioritize the health of the most vulnerable members of our society by staying home whenever possible, practicing social distancing while you're out, and reaching out to your loved ones who may be struggling with loneliness and isolation. Seniors may be in particular need of support during this time. At this time, as you reach out to your elderly loved ones, please remind them to be vigilant of online or phone scams. In particular, please know that no one from Alberta Health or Alberta Health Services will be calling and asking for social insurance numbers, credit card numbers, or banking information. We must continue to look out for one another and work together to prevent the spread. Today, you may have seen that some prominent Albertans are also sending that same message. The Help Prevent the Spread video is a great reminder that we must all work together to decrease the number of people becoming ill and to reduce the speed of spread of COVID-19. This is called flattening the curve. The video is posted on Alberta government social media channels. I know Albertans are taking these public health measures seriously and taking necessary steps to prevent the spread despite the disruptions to their daily lives. Thank you for your efforts during this extraordinary time.